ओम नमो भागवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भागवते वासुदेवाय एदितं विविदद्योपय विषायं स्थर्जनादिभि Paradam Gayanam Masa Trivagosyo Papadanam Iditam Vividho Paye Vishayam Sarjana Divihi Paradam Kahayam Asa Trivargasyo Papadanam We are late. I'm late. Please excuse me. We're going to start a little earlier. Synonyms. Iti. In this way. Tam. Him, Prahlad Maharaja. Vivida Upayi, by various means. Vishayan, threatening. Tarjana Adibihi, by chastisement, threats, etc. Prahadam, unto Prahlad Maharaja. Grahayamasa taught Trivargasya, the three goals of life, the paths of religion, economic development, and sense gratification. Upapadanam, scripture that presents. Purport and verse by Srila Prabhupada. Sunda Anamarka, the teachers of Prahlad Maharaja, chastised and threatened their disciple in various ways, began teaching him about the paths of religion, economic development, and sense gratification. This way they educated him. Purport. In this word, the words Prahadam Grahayam Asa are important. The word Grahayam Asa literally means that they tried to induce Prahlad Maharaja to accept the path of dharma, artha, and kama, religion, economic development, and sense gratification. People are generally preoccupied with these three concerns without interest in the path of liberation. Hiranyakasipu, the father of Prahlad Maharaja, was simply interested in gold and sense enjoyment. The word Hiranya means gold. Kashipu refers to soft cushions and bedding in which people enjoy sense gratification. The word Prahlada, however, refers to one who is always joyful in understanding Brahman. Ramabhuta Prasannatama. Prahlada means Prasannatama, always joyful. Prahlad was always joyful in worshipping the Lord. But in accordance with the instructions of Hiranyakasipu, the teachers were interested in teaching him about material things. Materialistic persons think that the path of religion is meant for improving their material conditions. A materialist goes to a temple to worship many varieties of demigods just to receive some benediction to improve his material life. He goes to a sadhu, or so-called swami, to take advantage of an easy method for achieving material opulence. In the name of religion, the so-called sadhus try to satisfy the senses of the materialist by showing them shortcuts to material opulence. Sometimes, they give some talisman or some blessing. Sometimes, they attract materialistic persons by producing gold. Then, they declare themselves God. Foolish materialists are attracted to them for economic development. As a result of this process of cheating, others are reluctant to accept the religious process, and instead they advise people in general to work for material advancement. This is going on all over the world. Not only now, but since time immemorial. No one is interested in moksha, liberation. There are four principles: dharma, religion; artha, economic development; kama, sense gratification; and moksha, liberation. People accept religion to become materially opulent. And why should one be materially opulent? For sense gratification. Thus, people prefer these three margas, the paths of materialistic life. No one is interested in liberation, and Bhagavad Bhakti, devotional service of the Lord, is above even liberation. Therefore, the process of devotional service of Krishna consciousness is extremely difficult to understand. This will be explained later by Prahlad Maharaja, the teachers, Chandra Namarka, tried to induce Prahlad Maharaj to accept the materialistic way of life, but actually their temple's a failure. End of the purport. Vrindavane Ramanareti Prasiddhabhumo Tatrapi Krishna Balarama Supadamule Jnanam Param Paramai Krishna Sudharma Chuktam Dandastadeva Prabhupada Namo Namaste. Samsara Dukkha Jaladau Patitasya Kama Krodadi Nakrama Karai Kavalikritasya Turabhasana Nikaritasya Narasrayasya Chaitanya Chandramama Dehe Padavalambam Jaladara Shashivarno Kopadeshu Kishoro Sahachara Ganavrindai Kridama Navajai So Natabara Jitabe So Nilati Tambarajo Dagajadana He To Ramakrishna Nato Asmi Vanchakulpatu Rubhyascha Kripasandu Vyayivacha Paditanang Pavane Vyo Vaishnave Vyo Namo Namaha Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare. There was a bhajan that I had in 1977, and I thought, when my godbrother had given it to me, I thought that the bhajan was actually a part of Manashiksha. It turns out it isn't. But the jury is still out. I still don't know who wrote it. They thought it was Bhaktivinoda Thakur, but when I asked the Gaudiya Vaishnavas, they couldn't find it. The bhajan says, Jiva vale labhisuka, jivana na pai dhuka, artha eva artha chesta kodi, se mitya katarai, jivana anitya hoy, nahi deki shatta varsha puri. It's very interesting. This bhajan says that if you say that you want to be happy and you want to avoid pains, is that your reason for material gain? If this lie is your verdict, then birth and death expect. 100 years you shall not remain. It's basically like that. It was a godbrother that did the poetry, did the prose, in 1977. Very interesting. Later on, I got to get his email address. I got to ask him, who wrote that bhajan? Maybe he can help me figure it out. Because it didn't appear to be so. So, Trivargika, people want the path of economic development, sense gratification, and religiosity to pursue the state gains. And that's all over the world. It's not surprising. So, Sandana Marka was absorbed in these things, being as cons as they were in the demoniac life, in the lower planetary systems. And they were trained in that. They were absorbed in that. Their paymasters were absorbed in that. They thought that is reality. And 99% of conditioned souls in this world agree with them. That's the nature of things. So it's not surprising. And liberation is a very rare thing. Stop the world. I want to get off. What does liberation mean? The beginning of liberation is when the kids are married, when the kids are with the grandparents, when the kids are in the summer camp. It's called the first stirrings of maybe we can go for liberation. But some people, if they don't know Nate Vidu Svartakatim Hivishnu, they do not know that their real goal, their real benefit is in the service of Vishnu. For Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis, liberation means, finally, I get a chance to be peaceful and do some service to Krishna with peacefulness. But for the mass of people, peacefulness means we'll just do something else in the realm of economic development, sense gratification, like that. When they get a little escape from their miseries. And that's unfortunate. Very few individuals want to go for liberation. Liberation is a very rare commodity. Neither that, but they don't know how to get it or where to go get it. They have multifarious desires. Fortunately for them, out of compassion for conditioned souls, The Supreme Lord sends his representatives and devotees to help. And also, saintly persons and saintly empowered representatives like Tulsi Rani. She is actually an eternal servant of Lord Krishna, and she goes in like a needle, and she comes out like a plow. She is very, very hidden. And no matter what they want, she can help them out in so many ways. She helps health, she helps their wealth, she helps their fame, she can give them liberation. She's got Krishna in the palm of her hand. It's easy. And if anybody just approaches her in any way and shape, they can open the doors. Beyond their karma. That is amazing. And all Jagadatas do that. In Vallabhacharya's Yamunastakam, in the Phalasutta, the fruit of the chanting, it says, Svabhava Vijayo Bhavet. By serving her, Yamunaji, you will cross over your material conditioning. That is cool. Everybody has got their karma. And they want God to satisfy their material desires, material economic development, religiosity, and for sense gratification. These things are, Prahlad Maharaj says, when you took your birth, these things are destined. As Hitupade says, whatever is destined to happen will happen and cannot be otherwise. Indeed, the Supreme Personality of Godhead uses the devotees' prarabdha and aprarabdha karma, karma from your previous life and karma for this life. They use it to purify their devotee. They use it as agents to drag them to their lotus feet. And if they have to, the Supreme Lord has to bring about the end of a devotee's manifestation in this world, interestingly enough, they use their prarabdha and aprarabdha karma as an agent for change. But it's interesting that sometimes devotees, you know, like any body in this world, it breaks. It's a machine. Yanto rudani maya. It's a machine made of material energy. So when it breaks, it's interesting how Krishna uses the karma of that devotee as a means to remove it. But when anybody renders service to Krishna, there's never any loss or diminution. It's simply wonderful. Beyond your dreams. It's wonderful. Like my godbrother, the Avaduta, who left his body on Varuntani Ekadasi in Vrindavan. And he died of AIDS. There's no question of it. But he was always talking about Krishna. Krishna rewarded him for his talking about him and glorifying him. He had him leave on Ekadasi. When you leave on Ekadasi, there is no doubt. There's no doubt of the destination of that devotee. Every single one of us is a little bit strange. Why? Because we've taken birth. We've taken birth in this material world. Therefore, we're definitely strange. And some people got a few loose screws, a lot looser than us. And when we see that they got loose screws, we think, not so bad. I'm not so bad after all. Could be worse, you know? But actually, the reality is we got nothing to be complacent about because it could be better, too. And when you compare ourselves with the previous acharyas, we don't even come up to their urine, the mutra of our previous acharyas, and accomplishment and ability. We don't even come up to that. We have no room for complacency. Try to increase. And if you want help in doing it, you run to her. She can open doors that go beyond your karma. So she's for it. But Archita Tom Sarasaroi, even she was worshipped by the demigods and the demons. That means that she is so crafty, she can even ensnare the demons. She has another mundane side of her that looks very attractive. Good for health, like that, they think. And generally, the demons are very much interested in stout and strong bodies. Like when you read in the third canto about Hiranyaksha, or 7th canto about Aranyakasipu, they have very stout, strong bodies. Bodybuilders and muscle-bound people like that. And because they think the body is everything, so they try like very hard. And Tulsi Rani can help them with that also, you know, can help them with that. So they think that she's good for that. So they'll take shelter of her. At least in demoniac society in the old days, they had some moral principles. At least they could, they worshipped her. They probably, and they had some brahminical sense, at least externally, levels of cleanliness and this and that. And nowadays, that's all also gone to the wind. But she is so tolerant. She tolerates so many people. Even if people try to exploit her body, she doesn't close her mercy to them. It's pretty amazing. So Prahlad Maharaj's instructions are very nice. Now, all this persecution that's going on, it shows that what you're doing is actually bona fide. Prabhupada said that because Prahlad Maharaj was persecuted, it means that the process, if you're getting opposition, it means that what you're doing is pretty good. Otherwise, they wouldn't pay you any attention. So the fact that Sandha Namarka paid attention to Prahlad Maharaj at all shows that his preaching was effective. It was actually having an effect on the demoniac society. And he was having an effect, as the previous loka said, that Daiteyam Chandanam Vani, he was having effect on the kids who were considered to be the fragrant flower of their dynasty, the hope of their dynasty. Prahlad Maharaj was having an effect on those kids. So it was pretty cool. And he was always happy worshiping the Sringadev. So they tried, Grahayamasa, they tried like anything to try to teach him by threatening, by chastisement. Like this, they tried to keep him in line, and he must have been pretty diplomatic about it, you know, that in the presence of Sandha Namarka, he was diplomatic about it. But what's nice about it is that he was always Praladam, he was always happy. Always happy within his heart, he was worshipping the Sringadev. And you take one step towards Krishna, Krishna takes 10 steps towards you. Now I remember when I first heard that in 1972. How gratified. I was remembering, what? He'll take 10 steps for a jerk like me. How quaint. How charming. How pacifying. How nice. Everybody's got some loose screws. And other people's loose screws are a little looser than other people. But Krishna's so lovely and so kind. He's in the heart of the cockroach. The germ. The bug. Even Krishna reciprocates with them. Within the heart. All of his vibhinamsha, all of his parts and parcels. We have Chanatya, Chaitanya, Brahma Samhita says, these are in the other shlokas. A lot of devotees chant from 29 through 62, and they don't chant from 2 to 28. But it's a lot of nice things there in that Brahma Samhita shloka. Chanatya, he is eternal. Nitya Savanda, and he has an eternal relationship. Prakriti cha paraiva saha. He is a part of eternal, part of the internal energy of God. The living entity is nitya. Nitya sambandha. Like that. And Tulsi Rani's business is to grab any jiva, moving and non-moving, grab any jiva, somehow or other, bring them, purify them, give them to her husband, make the whole world by Kunta. Prahlad Maharaj was also trying. It's all wonderful. Because he was always internally thinking of the Sringadev. There's no doubt that the Sringadev is giving intelligence. All right, your teachers are getting heavy now. They're resorting to this. Ah, typical stuff. Teachers do that. You know, it's a typical teacher tactic. You know, and the little kid, they're treating you like an ordinary 5-year-old kid. Okay, play ball with them. You know? The Sringadev is probably giving education to Prahlad Maharaj how to play ball with the teachers like that. All right, you know, don't rock their boat. Mellow out with them a little bit, you know. But Prahlad Maharaj was not ready to give up his preaching. He continued it. But naturally, he was very tactful, considering when Sandha Namarka is going to be there or that. Probably he was also looking out for the spies, kids, you know, that somebody that might spill the beans, you know, to put Sandha Namarka, you know, I'm sure... He continued his preaching, but he was probably a bit more careful about it. But he was always absorbed. There's three things. There's achar and vichar and prachar. Your example. What are you thinking about? And that comes out of your mouth as preaching. And you want the pramana for that? Sure. It's in Jagannanda Pandit's Prem Vivartak, where he says, গোরের আমি, গোরের আমি মুখে বলেলে না চাইলে, গোরের আচার গোরের প্রচার লুয়েলে সেই ফলাফলে. It's not enough to say with your tongue, I'm a servant of Lord Chaitanya. I'm a servant of Lord Chaitanya. Simply saying it will not do. If Lord Chaitanya's example, if Lord Chaitanya's precepts are taken up by you, then you will get the essential fruit. Falafale. What is that? Beginning of samanvitam, you'll understand. Unless you're ready to walk still steps, you'll never understand what's going on. Therefore, abhyasanam, application, is really what bhakti's about. Not the what we're saying we're going to do. Not the what we're hoping we're going to do. What are you actually getting off the ground and doing? Abhyasanam. What are you actually doing? That is the big thing. And every single one of us, ABC to GBC, we're all struggling, trying to improve it, really. And we're all having trouble. Run to her. She is powerful. She is transcendental. She's beyond the pain of material existence. She's not conditioned like us. And she's so soft-hearted, she'll help you get there. She'll help you get there in amazing ways. She can do anything. There's no Leela of Krishna in the spiritual world she does not have her finger involved. There is no service to Krishna in this material world that is successful without her. And there's no anartha that devotees are struggling with that she cannot help you destroy. And simply by serving her, simply by growing her, she is grown to increase austerity. Like it or lump it, you serve her, she will make you a better person beyond your dreams. That is astounding. What she can do is literally astounding. Therefore, she is a Jagadnatri, the mother of the universe. What she can do is literally astounding. And nothing stops her. And she's so transcendentally absorbed. She is everywhere within everything, and she's not at all attached to any of her manifestations. If she leaves it due to our stupidity, she's not the loser. We are the loser. It's us that has to improve. And it didn't stop her mercy also. She's extremely merciful. So Prahlad Maharaj's internalness meant that he was always happy worshipping the Sringati, and it said so. Naibod vijay paradaratiya vaitara nyatvara viraya gayana mahamata magana chitta soche tatha vimukha chetasa indriyarta maya sukaya paramudbahato vimudan. He said, I'm not disturbed, my dear Lord, because when I meditate on you, I'll be happy. But I'm worried about these rascals. That's all. Therefore, somehow or another, we should snag them. Now, there are three ways that we snag them in the good old days, and those good old days have not ended. It's prasad distribution, book distribution, and harinam. These three things we should do. And these three things we should stay fixed up with, because they actually do make devotees. They're very nice. Who argues with a samosa? Even if they got different opinions. So what? All right, you're very nice, eat this samosa, you know? Who argues with a samosa? Who fights with a pakora? You know? I had a sannyasi friend of mine who left this world in 1980. I was the last person to see him alive. He told me in 1969 how he joined by some Gujarati mugach, Besan Ladu, on the streets of New York. And how Besan Ladu on the streets of New York, offered to the deities, handed with happiness by the devotees, changed him and made him into a devotee. There's so many ways. I have stories. One girl told me from Nizhny Novgorod, 10 hours east of Moscow, she became a devotee by serving Rani. So there's so many ways. There's so many ways to try to serve Gauranga's mission and snag conditioned souls. But we have to remain internal. When the going gets rough, the rough get going. Yeah. But we have to taste it. And it doesn't matter. The bottom line is, look, come on. Even if you have to, in the midstream, if you change, you know, sometimes, you know, you change things, right? Guys, Adibuddha Kshara Bhava, the whole material world is changing. So sometimes people change, devotees change. They go from brahmachari life, they try to get married or try to set things up, you know. Even in that, you still have to do the same Shravanam and Kirtanam and Vishnu Smaranam that you did in the past. There's, the process is the same. Therefore, Narottam says, the grihe bhavanete tate, ha gorongo bole date, Narottama magi tara song. Doesn't matter if you are in a householder or you're a brahmachari, if you can do date, if you can call out to Guranga, then that's the criteria of the devotee. That's what we want. We want to encourage all the public to be according to your situation in Vanashrama Dharma. That's all right. But date, we should call out for Guranga. That's the bottom line. It's not easy for people to change, to go from one thing to another. It's never easy in this world. But every one of us is an Ayaram, Gayaram, and Ayarani, Gayarani. It's a question of time. We'll be kicked out. That's guaranteed. And about a couple of years ago, my sannyas guru sent me a joke, some haiku poetry from Japan. He said, there are three things that are guaranteed. Death, taxes, and lost data. Guess which ones occurred? You know, naturally, it's a computer joke, so it means that you lost your data, you know. But taxes and death is definitely a thing. And therefore, Harinamastakam says, Nishvasena hi vishvasa kada ruddhova vishyati kirtaneya mato balyat harinameva kevalam. Never any guarantee which time your breath will be your last. Therefore, Harinam should be on your tongue at all times. Yeah. Right. Harinam and Tulsi Rani, these two things, it's great. Therefore, Haridas Thakur, who told his disciple, I think her name was Lucky Hira. I heard some rumors her name was Lucky Hira. Lakshmi Hira means diamond, a goddess who is like a diamond. She was evidently really good in her tapasya. And she did it. She was actually material nature personified, coming in the role of an alluring prostitute sent by Ramachandra Khan to try to deviate the young Haridas Thakur. Haridas Thakur was diplomatic about it and continued to chant Hare Krishna and brought her on board after 3 days of hearing the holy name chanted from the pure devotee. Then she offered herself to do that process. Haridas Thakur went across. He left her. He was staying, I think, in some gufa, some cave. He let her have that place to do bhajan, and he went across the river. The Haridaspur and Vinapur, it's a border. And he went across the river so that he could get news about his disciple, and yet stay away enough so the public wouldn't say anything. Bengalis really, really like rumors. They really go for it. There was a joke about a couple of years ago my godbrother sent me. Two Sindhis make dalal. Two Punjabis make a business. Huh? Two Gujaratis make a feast, and two Bengalis fight. You know? Every community's got their jokes. When somebody sent me another joke about, you know, about if you can't laugh about your community you took birth in, you got a problem. You know, if you can't laugh about the conditioning, the nature of your community, you got a problem. The problem is, aham ameti, I'm this body. So if you want to get out of the bodily conception of life, laughing is sometimes pretty good about it. But then you think, wait a minute, what is the glue that holds all parts and parcels together? Sanitya anitya sambandha. We have an eternal relationship with Krishna. And human life means, what am I doing to cultivate that? Therefore, we should not have any faith when our life will be at the end. But so Harinam should be on our tongue. Haridas Thakur told her, Nirantara Nam Lao Kara Pulu Sise Vaughan Acharet Pabi Tabha Krishna Ratoran Antilila 3:137. Just chant Krishna's name constantly with your hands, Sir Tulsi Devi. Very quickly you'll get Krishna's lotus feet. Sarvaka Upabhas Indriya Damono Hoilo Prema Rapakash. In 141 it describes she exactly did that. And that's what happened. Wham! The process works. She can do it. We should try. All right, you know, so it was, you know, 16, 17 generations ago. Hindi was different. You know, you could live with Madhukari and you could chant, you know, 3 lakhs of Harinam. She could do that. Some people are distracted by too many things. We should still try, at least before we die. We should get up there. Are we eating bhoga? Could be. Gauranga said, I'll eat from the house of a Lakhpati. Well, we got a lot of homework to do. We got a lot of homework to do. Our Harinam does have to come up. Our service to the Vaishnavas does have to come up. Our service to Tulsi Rani does have to come up. And if we do that, then our life can be successful. But in all respects, either regardless, we should be peaceful and happy. It doesn't mean folly to be wise where ignorance is bliss. Ignorance should not be complacency. It should not be ignorant. However, we should be enthusiastic. What? Do never give up. Never give up. And if you take shelter of her, she'll open doors. She'll pull you in. She'll help you chant it. She'll help you do any service to Krishna. She'll sarva sobhagyavardhini. Any opulence, any good fortune you've got, she'll just expand it like anything. She'll expand it and make it wonderful. Your chanting will be wonderful. Your singing will be wonderful. Your Bhagavatam reading or anything will be wonderful. Your studies will be wonderful. And she could do anything. But the amount of money you spend in taking care of her infrastructure, it's absolutely insignificant in comparison to what you get in reciprocation from her. Literally. So, we have to become happy. Well, if this process is so neat, when we do it, we become happy. And when we don't do it, we become sad. But it could be worse. The people outside are totally bereft of it. Therefore, steal them somehow or another. Who fights with a pakora? Who fights with a samosa? You know, who fights with a piece of Gujarati magach? Somehow or another, grab them. Huh? And bring them to her. And bring them. And if that happens, she'll take it. I have stories that she turned around people in 6 months' time. They gave up their meat eating, drinking, and became a devotee, all by offering her obeisances with their head and offering a little incense. It's like Prabhupada said about going to Thai, you can pass them out, anybody, to the congregational members, and they'll be saying, what do I do with them? Just offer an incense, make a wish, and it'll become true. Gornatai are so kind. They're so kind. Just love them a little bit. But we have to remember that although Gornatai are so kind, they're not going to take without her. Then Gornatai also, they're also very tricky. They're also tricky. It's not what you're giving. He wants what's behind your back. And they'll encourage you. Yeah, it's very nice. You're offering that. That's very good. Now, just do this for me. It only take you 5 minutes. They're very chatur. And just keep offering them a little love. And you start to understand, how did the Gauranga's Parshada offer Gauranga love? Then you start reading from Chaitanya Bhagavat, Chaitanya Charitamrita, what kind of love did they have? Yeah. Then we start to reason, what is my love in comparison to their love? Well, I got a lot of work to do. If you really want to love Gauranga, then we have to increase commitment like Gauranga did. Gaurera Achar, his example. Gaurera Prachar, his preaching. Loyale se falafale. Yeah. Then we'll get it. And if we can do that, then Gauranga will just steal everything we've got and he'll help us. And he'll help us. And it's very nice. He'll help us out. Tesham nityabhayuktanam yogakshemam bahamyaham. He'll do it. He's the sampradaya pravartak, and that says he's the preacher in Kali Yuga, and Nitai and him will help you out. You call out their name and take shelter of them. They'll help you out. But what is their achar? Harinam. And what is their vichar? How to help their poor conditioned souls taste Harinam? So we should taste it ourselves and distribute it. And if we do that, we'll become really happy. We'll become really happy. Everybody in this world has to do it. And somehow or another, this way or that way, try to help people develop a little bit more love than they had yesterday. You were so nice. You could make it better. Prabodhananda Saraswati Pad talks about it being diplomatic in preaching. He says there, Tante Nitaye Trinakam Karayoranipatya, I'm falling at your feet with a blade of grass in my mouth. Kakurasa Throne. And I am flattering you 100 times. Etadaham Bravini, and I'm saying it again. Hey Sadhava, oh saintly persons. Sakala Vihaya Durad, whatever you got, just throw it away. Chaitanya Chandra Charane Kurutanu Ragam. Just develop attachment for Lord Chaitanya Chandra. Prabhupada was saying, yes, I'm sorry. Yes, I'm sorry. Every man thinks he's a great person, you know. Yes, I'm sorry. What do you want? Whatever nonsense you learn, throw it away. That's pretty bold. And what's nice about his writing in Chaitanya Chandramaja, it's cutting, biting, chopping, it's like astounding. As a writer, there's nobody more with a stronger pen than him. It's like chopping, biting, slashing, burning, you know, it's like shocking sometimes, you know. It's just a part of his attraction of his writing. Now, wait a second, we're thinking, we can't blast people like that. They'll never hear it. Is it going to work in the modern life? Yeah, if you're their friend, therefore you've got to kind of make friendship a little with them for a little while first, and then again, yes, you're so nice. Eat this samosa. Eat this, you know, eat this pakora. You know, take this magat. You know, this, you know, no problem. Yeah, you're so nice. You, can you imagine how effulgent you'd be if you would just chant one round? Yeah, that's pretty good. Now, Sir Tulsi Rand. Yeah. I've chant 2 rounds with her. Wham, that's pretty good. Keep on rolling. Just keep on rolling. By loving her, there's nothing that you cannot get. It's so nice. Just keep on rolling. And she'll just steal, and Krishna will just steal whatever you got. Yeah, that's great. Just keep on loving them. They're so nice. Just keep on loving them, and it'll go on. Why don't you come on high now with us? That's fun, you know? And like that. What are you good at? Well, we'll let you distribute the magadha. It's actually nice. In the old days, we used to make stuff, you know, like cookies. You know, like cookies, cupcakes. People can relate to that. And you pass it out with little kids. You get all the households, bring your little kids with you, your little legalized burglar. You know, bring them on in. You know, bring them to the Harinam. And, you know, and the legalized burglars, they got these, you know, baskets, right? And they got the basket with the cookies in it. You know, with the Harinam card stapled on the cookie, you know, like that. And they pass out. You know, when a kid that's 6 years old hands somebody a cookie, you know, who's going to say no, you know? Here, eat this cookie. Ooh, I know, you know. And it's passed out by some little girl or some little kid, you know, some little boy, you know. Who's going to say no? I don't want your cookie, you know. Your cookie with an almond stuck in it or something like that. I don't want that, you know. Come on, you know. So, it was so funny. Gopi Janavallabha told me the story that at the second time when he saw the devotees, you got any more sweets? Yep. Then they gave him, it was magach packed in a plastic container with a Harinam card stapled onto it. And Buddhi Pariya Vatishtate, Gita says, this is chapter 2, verse 62, 63. Pasade sarva dukhanam hane rasyo bajayate, prasana chedasa yasyo Buddhi Pariya Vatishtate, 63. So, when you give this prasadam of the Lord, your intelligence starts to kick in. So he looked at the Harinam card and goes, well, they're passing out such nice sweets in the street. What they got back at the temple must be better than that. Yeah. So he went to the temple feast. Okay? When he went to the feast, and when he went to the feast, you know, in Brooklyn in those days, it was a big, long queue. 200 people waiting to get prasadam. Well, you got to wait a long time in the line to get it. Okay? He thought, I'll be smart. Next time I'm going to come, next week I'll come a little early. So he got too early. They pushed him in the lecture. Well, they're going to feed me. I got to be polite, you know. So he went in there and sat down. What are they asking, you know? What kind of question are they asking? Look at that guy. What's he asking? Look at that guy. What does he say? Well, it's pretty far out, you know. Hare Krishna. Different people. Different philosophy. Good sweets, you know. Like that. So he took prasadam. Next week, I'll show him. So hey, I'll ask him a question. Man, that's far out, you know. I thought my question was good. He had a good answer. Hare Krishna. Nice people. Nice philosophy, good sweets. You know? Then the next week he came and says, Hare Krishna, great people, great philosophy, good sweets. What the hell am I doing with my life? So he joined. But because he ripped up the book and stuff, he was very, very nice servant. He just tried to serve all the devotees so lovingly. And because he served them so lovingly, at the end of the year they decided, let's make him the president. He's so smart and he just loves to serve us. And he's so selfless. Like that. And it all started by a little McGutch, a little Basin Ladu on the streets in New York. So this is the same old process. You only got 4.5-5 million people in this island, you know? Be practical. Harinam Sangatana is great. Prasadam is good. Prasadam they can relate to some stupid little cookies or something like that, you know, and plastic containers passed out by some little scrappers, you know? It's all right, you know. And who's going to say no? A little kid, you know, a little kid. Oh, such a sweet little kid. And he's got his cookie. Oh, fine, you know. Yeah, eat that cookie. Look at that mantra card. Hmm, you know. And come and visit us. Sure, you know. It's a cat. It takes a lot. Come on. It takes a lot for the householders to cook those cookies, to package them up in Bhagavatam class, you know, like that, and staple them up. In the class, they were folding. Somebody was folding flyers. Other person was stapling cookies, you know, like that. This way, you can actually keep your fingers pretty busy. Another person was rolling geewits, you know, like that. They were rolling geewits during class and all types of stuff. We do all types of stuff, making garlands during class, doing all types of stuff. Everybody was busy doing something, you know, doing something during the class. And it was cool. And those days can actually go on. If you want to, just get fired up about those three things. Harinam, book distribution, and prasad distribution. And Krishna Gauranga will send you somebody sweet. And that is, you should call out to them. Hey Gauranga, please be kind. Hey Natai, please be kind. Send somebody. I remember I would go out like once I was out in Melbourne with the boys. And if you go out on Harinam, and if you just think, 100 meters away, there's going to tie their yellow and blue cloth dancing. And if you try to think like that, then you become so happy that you don't care what the hell's going on, you know, on the streets. You could care less. It's so nice. Thinking you're going to tie is so nice. So because Prahlad Maharaj was always happy, he was always thinking of Srinidhi. Therefore, he was always happy. And you can bet that when you're thinking in the Sringadeva, the Sringadeva is coming in his heart. It's time to be a little tactful now with your teachers. They're pulling up the screws on you like as if you're an ordinary 5-year-old kid in school. You know, gotta be a little tactful now. You know, gotta be careful how you're preaching and this and that. But he never forgot the Sringadeva. He never, everything is happy with that. So we have to continue like that, and our life will be successful proportionate to our Nityasana. And you can always increase it. And you can always increase it. And anybody can preach, and anybody can do wonderful things if we just simply try. The process is so powerful that if we simply try. And if you find some sincere person, then yeah, you're so nice. Just do a little bit for Krishna. And then do a little bit more for Krishna. Do a little bit more for Krishna. And everything will be wonderful. How sweet it is. You know, the life is so sublime. We'll stop here. Questions? Yes, goodness. Behavior, achar, vichar is what you're thinking about, and prachar, it comes out of your mouth. What your activity is, and what you're thinking about, comes out of your mouth. That's called prachar. Probably introspection means that you're thinking about it, then what you're thinking about may have an effect on your achar also, on your activity also. It probably works both ways, but yeah. Main thing is application with devotion. And we can always improve. It's nice. Yeah, the good old days. Harinam is great. It all can be done. Yeah? Then he had, then he became what? Because of the offensive that his father was trying to attack him? Tikka. If you're curious about something, and you can't find it on your own, then ask somebody who knows the tikkas, commentators. The commentators of that. Going. There are three things Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur says that you should be prepared to read 100 times, 108 times. Prahlad Charita, Dhruva Charita, and Dhruva Charita. Dhruva Charita, Prahlad Charita, and Kapila Shiksha. So Prahlad Charita is so nice, the activities of Prahlad Maharaj are so nice, that if you read it 100 times, something is bound to stick in the brain. And it's, you get tons, by reading it, it's so enlivening, and you get tons and tons of questions. Go ahead, keep turning those questions and keep asking them. Your relationship with sadhus and sadhvis is based on that. If you've got a question, you have a relationship. So it's nice. But the tikka acharyas, they help satisfy the urging of the heart. So you dig around and try to find it. That's not a bad question. It's nice. Indirect preaching. Yeah. But it would be interesting to see, what does Vishwanath say? What does Sridhar Swami say? Sridhar Swami's the original commentary, and the other commentators follow his. So what do they say? And it may be before and after and like that. It's quite nice. So it's, if you always got a question, it's always good to have some buddies that know. And they can crack it open and look at it, you know, it's cool. If we don't know, then we're dependent on other people to look at it. Nice. It indicates nectar means memorize it. If it's so cool, you like it, win, just carry it with you. And if you're more, greedy you are, they'll help you find the answer. They will. If we're really greedy for it, they'll help you find the answer. It was so nice. But while you're waiting to get the answer, you're still grabbing something else. You're not waiting either. Because time and tide waits for no man. Every one of us is coming and going like that. So we're going to be kicked out any time, you know? Yeah. Talking about necessarily materially increase. We're talking about quality. The quality of love, the quality of doing it. Not necessarily increase in terms of cramming more things to do. Because ekekali bahu karma karana tyaga, Rupa Goswami says in number 48 of the 64 items of devotional service, don't try to do too many things at one time. But so you can chant Hari Nam at the same time while you work. That's all right. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said in Amulyavani that it wasn't enough to gauge the 5 karmendriyas, working senses, and the 5 jnanendriyas, knowledge acquiring senses, and the service of Krishna according to your nature. It's the beginning of bhakti. Rishikesha Rishikena Sevanam. What's more important is to gauge the mind and the tongue in thinking of Krishna and the tongue glorifying Krishna while you work. Then it becomes paribhavitara bhakti, transcendental. And that's what Krishna steals. It's not the dravya, it's the bhava. It's like when I was meditating and discussing with different sadhus that when Krishna was stealing all the milk products in Vrindavan like that, it's not so much the dravya, the item. It was all the hard work that went behind all those items. And when Krishna stole it, you know, after the Brajavasi worked so hard making the yogurt and the dahi and all that stuff, when that boy steals it, you think about that boy a lot more. Gopis told Mother Yasoda that if we offer it to him voluntarily, then he's not happy. He wants to steal it. Because there's an effect. When that boy steals it, boy, you remember that kid, you know? You remember that kid a lot more. And that's his business. His business was to extract their love. He's Kanu. He's a very clever fellow. Ooh, there's a subject that his cleverness gives us pain. He's too sweet, we just can't leave him. When you call Krishna Kanu, it means you're very clever, you're very smart, and then a jam. Now, can you use your cleverness to help me out here? What do I do now? When you call Krishna Kanu, it means help, you know. And he's so kind. When you call out to him, he'll help you out. He'll help you out. He's a very, very clever guy. So the cleverness of stealing milk products and stuff like that, it's not the item, it was the hard work, all the bhava, all the intense endeavor that they did. And when Krishna stole it, then sometimes they would object, what are you doing it for? I'm not a thief. All the milk products in Vrindavan belongs to me. You're the thief. It belongs to me. Pretty sweet. Right? When the what? Yeah. Indriya dumano huilo premara prakash. It says that charvaka upavas indriya dumano huilo premara prakash. It says that instead of eating regularly, she ate whatever she got by Madhukari. And she chanted 3 lakhs of Harinam. In this way, gradually, her senses became under control. When her senses came under control, symptoms of love of God had manifested in her body. It's a fruit of following what Haridas Thakur said. Practically, it became effective by application. So it shows that it's possible. What's the question? I think the basis of all of her sense control was Harinam Ruchi. She developed a strong taste for Harinam. You don't chant 3 lakhs a day unless you're really attached to the name. And she was so attached to the name that, you know, whatever people gave or didn't give, you know, and if she didn't get anything, she fasted. The Madhukari was just like a typical thing that they did in those days. She became more attached to the holy name more than anything else. It was her, following her spiritual master, chanting Hare Krishna became her be all and end all. And Krishna's very compassionate. Nam Prabhu is very compassionate. Sure, to maintain the body of the chanter, they helped out by giving her things, you know. They helped out by giving her things. But Harinam was definitely the main thing. That's how it was in those days. And you see the different glories of the holy name in Stavavali and other places, Chaitanya Charitamrita, the glories of the holy name. The holy name can give you everything. And Tulsi Rani can help you chant that name. It's so nice. The more we chant, the better we are. So, but, like, the question is, what kind of things did she do? Start following in the footsteps. It's like that joke, remember? That you can't say anything about somebody unless you're prepared to walk a kilometer in their shoes. When you're prepared to walk a kilometer in their shoes, then you can really identify with them. So start chanting Harinam more. Start chanting Harinam while you're going here and there, walking here and there, doing anything like that. Try to at least follow in the footsteps of that way. To the extent that you do so, it says there's three things. This is in Brahma Samhita, I think it's 58. Pramanaistatsadachalaistadabhyasainilantaram buddhayanatmanatmanam bhaktimapitamam labed. So there are three things. Pramanais, shastra pramanam, tatsadachalais, and theistic conduct, tadabhyasainilantaram, and continuous practicing of that. Buddhayanatmanatmanam, you get the brains how to offer yourself to Krishna. Bhaktimapitamam labed. Then you can get the highest stage of bhakti. So that's how it is. It's an interesting sloka. See, when Krishna congratulated Brahma, then he gave in five slokas concentrated bhakti, shiksha, and five slokas. And this is one of them. This is one of them. So nice. Yeah. So, our distractions, our attractions to Krishna have to be more attractive than our distractions. You read in Haridama Chintamani, it's distractions. That's a big thing, big obstacle. Getting around those attractions, distractions to go get your work. Oh, Haridama is a big thing. You're distracted, brighter eyes. Keep a diary, prioritize, take shelter of Tulsi Rani, open your heart to her, she'll help you do it. Rupita Tapaso, Vridhyay, Tulasim, Tvam, Namam, your home. She's grown to increase austerity, she'll help you do it. She's helped so many jivas and so many universes, she can help you. You take shelter of her. She's Sarva So Bhakti Vardhani, she's Bhakti Chaitanya Karani, she's the cause of Krishna consciousness, the increase of everyone's good fortune. Adi Vyadi Horo Nityo, and she's continuously destroying our original disease of our lack of love for Krishna. Adi Vyadi, our original disease, which is Bhavaroga, the disease of our mentality, and she attacks that. Wonderful. When you do it with her, life changes. Pratyasati vidayani, when you go next to her, some Krishna sankropita, she sows Krishna within the heart. Wow. And people don't do it. When you actually get close to her, then it becomes. I hope to find even more shlokas. The most amazing thing was underneath her leaves. If I can get more shlokas about that, I'll be very happy. Because it is amazing. It is actually transformational. It is actually game-changing. You got a problem. She's got a solution. Just go take shelter of her. Astounding. She makes your distractions just melt. It's astounding. And it happens. And it's cool. And other devotees... It reminds me of that statement. I have been asking devotees, different devotees about it. You know, some devotees, before they became devotees, they were avid movie watchers or this or that, you know. I could never get it. Some movie star in 40s, 30s or something, if you ain't got a brain, we can't help you, you know. It was like really funny, you know. Really funny, you know, like that. Miss it. If they're going to miss it, you got to take advantage of it, that's all. But actually, it's a fact. You should try to work. Durga has got me by the neck by my distractions. Why? In Manashiksha Shloka 3, Raghunath Das Goswami describes, Asat Bharta Vesya Swapacha Ramani Me Vedina Tet Katama Sadhu Premna. No, that's 7. Asat Bharta Vesya. This is German. Jisvijamati sarvaswahirani. A nonsense tax is just like a prostitute that steals the money of a customer. So these are distractions. Right. Then it says, Sada Kata Mukti Vyagra Nashanukila Sarvatama Gilani Api Chaktva Lakshmi Pativrati Mito Bhyo Manyayanam Vajay Radha Krishna Swarati Mani Do Thamba Jamana. Really nice. We have, Raghunath Das Goswami, instead of this, just bathe yourself in the glistening nectar of the pastimes of Radha Krishna, cause yourself and myself to be happy. Just be positive. No utility in negativity, just be positive. What you have to analyze, what is my lifestyle like? What is stealing my mind and attention? And how do I get over it? How do you get over it? Try to make Krishna conscious more attractive than your distractions. And she actually helps it astoundingly. You associate with it, she'll help you out in so many ways. What a wonderful ways. It's just everywhere available. Not only that, but then when I was meditating on what her chaya was about, why doesn't this happen to me all the time? Then I understood. You don't take shelter of it all the time. That's why. But if you start to take shelter of it, then you'll start to remember, wow, this is great. Then when you're going here and there, you'll remember her. Because, and by remembering it, then you'll get the same feeling. You'll get the same reciprocation feeling. Wow. It's cool. She's everywhere. Within every moving and non-moving living entity, she's everywhere. It's amazing. Yeah, Ronnie? Okay. Well, the one that I've got, basically it's her sangha. By chanting on Tulsi beads, by touching her, it's her sangha. That is. Now, another interesting thing. Recently a devotee, some Indian couple from Rome, came to Bombay and they wanted Tulsi malas, but they were, you know, the vast majority of Indians these days, 70-80% of the population, they're all non-veggies, chicken tikka wallas, you know, like that. So, they were not following. The devotees were a little scared. Maybe they should follow the principles before they could come to mala. And I said to him, come on, be practical. When the devotee asked me, he's a South African devotee who's staying in Bombay now. I said, come on, can you stop them? If they don't buy it from our shop, they can buy it anywhere else. If they're determined to get Tulsi neck beads, hell or high water, they'll get them. They'll go right down to Buleshwar and they'll get it. And with no questions asked, they can buy it from another shopkeeper in Buleshwar. I told him, in Bombay. Are we supposed to stop them? Then he Googled for it a little bit more and he stumbled across a 25-year-old quote from Prabhupada's godbrother, Bhakti Kusum Shraman Maharaj. Some forum, somebody pasted it. And what it said, it's a quote from Vishnu Dharmuttara, which I should find. There it says, even if Tulsi neck beads are on the neck of a bead eater, the Yamadutas will not go near. It's cool. She is so powerful that when you put her on the neck, she's going to purify, you know. Somehow or another, they'll purify them. The Yamadutas, no, let her do her thing. She'll purify them. It's a question of time, you know. Now, what does it mean if the Yamadutas don't go near them and if they're sinful people? Then it means that ultimately at the time of death, and she's got to do it. If they've got to take birth again, she's going to have to arrange that. I've got slogans about from Garuda Purana Sarodhara about her, how she helps people at the time of death. Whether they're pious or not, if they have her company, then she can either liberate them or they at least they go to a higher destination by that. It's astounding what she can do. So let's just say that Kunti Mala protects them, purifies them. And chanting and Tulsi beads is basically her association. They're associating with her by holding on. But ultimately the previous acharyas, when we chanted on Tulsi beads, we should always remember our good fortune. And it just means, what's cool is like Indraduna Maharaj told me that when he got initiated, Prabhupada told him that he rubbed half of the Tulsi bead, roll it, and then hold the other half. But I find myself cheating all the time with my beads. So another godbrother, Prabhupada, said, hold the beads tight, like a child, like somebody's being in the ocean of material existence and you're outside in the sea. And you're holding on to the line that's going to pull you in. So I thought, man, if you catch yourself cheating, then hold on tight to that bead and chant and then go to the next one. I like that structure. It was cool. And sometimes when I catch myself, it works better. And if not, I have a check and balance system. I use my counter. I use my stopwatch. My watch is not going to cheat. When it's 6 minutes, 20 seconds, you got around. And if you got less, you're a cheater. Caught him red-handed in the crime, you know? And I got big beads from Bali. They're 2 kilos, and I keep them in Vrindavan. I showed them the big bead and my beads that I got here, the Murari Hari gave me in 1985, and I said, see this bead? I want the beads that you make for me. This is the smallest of them, okay? And they did it. The Brahmacharis brought Tulsi wood from all over the place. And they made them for me. And I was shocked. And I thought, this will do it. And when I chanted them, I found them, my hands got used to them. I could cheat on them the same way. A rascal cheater. You know, I can chant 4-minute rounds, 3-minute rounds, you know, on 2-kilo beads. You know. The bottom line is, hold on for dear life, you know. So I continually use the stopwatch. I don't trust my stupid fingers anymore. I'm going to use my stopwatch to chant my japa. When it says 6 minutes 20 seconds, it's around. And every once in a while, when I'm by myself, I'll take my beads out, and I'll chant, and I'll hold that bead, and I'll count it, and I'll chant my normal speed, and I'll count it, to make sure that that's the mean average. That, like, some people do 6 minutes. Some people do 6 minutes 20. I've done like 6 minutes 30. I've done 7 minutes sometimes. Keep chanting until you get a mean average. Then you can adjust it. Adjust it accordingly. I don't trust my fingers anymore. I have a check and balance system. That answer the question a little bit? I hope you get more pramanams about that. Basically, Vishnu Dharmottara is pretty cool about Tulsi Kanti. It's nice. Now, another question that was cool about Tulsi Kanti, how do you know it's real? Right? I made friends with a Tulsi supply fellow in Lloyd Bazaar. And I asked him this question. He says, if the winter was really cold, you probably got a good chance of having real Tulsi. If the winter was warm, you have a reason to be doubtful. But sometimes different words look alike. They look like neem and stuff like that. Cheating propensity is so amazing. How do you know it's real Tulsi? There's a knot on one side, and another knot should be there 180 degrees on the other side. Generally speaking, that's how you know. And I said, okay, but if they have another doubt, if they have a doubt, make it their self. Get some Tulsi wood and make your own beads. Actually, there's a wood in between in the middle is very soft. You can push it with a big needle. That's her arrangement. Make your own beads. The good old days. People do that. They stay awake in class. They made their own beads. Some guys got these gnarly neck beads. They make their own neck beads too with stuff, you know. When in doubt, make it yourself. Hey, it's a good deal. Yes, Prabhu? Yes. It's reason says because in Padma Purana it says if you break a branch, Lord Vishnu's heart feels pain, as if you threw a spear at it in his heart. Naturally, you have to wait until the Tulsi leaves naturally. The wood, you can use it for far out things. You can put them in yajna. You can use it for a cremation. You can touch the wood to Vishnu's lotus feet and use it to cremate the body. She'll push the body to a higher destination. You can use Tulsi wood to cook for Krishna. Nowadays, if you take a little piece of Tulsi wood, you stick it in under the gas burner or the electric burner, Krishna really likes that preparation. It stays. You can take tulsi wood and touch it to Vishnu's feet and wash it and use it tomorrow, Vayu Purana said. You can take tulsi wood, you can stick it in a ghee wig, and that ghee wig becomes 1,000, Padma Purana says. Skanda Purana says it becomes 1,000,000. When you look at that degree, you laugh and you go, the bottom line is it's better than one. Hey, you know. By adding tulsi to anything, it becomes great. What about the incense? Touch it with a tulsi stick. Offer it. The lamp. It's easy to put tulsi inside the ghee wigs. Water, tulsi. Just touch it with a tulsi stick. The napkin, touch it to a tulsi stick. The flowers, sometimes if you put like tulsi manjaris and frangipani flowers, they look really sweet. It's nice to put a little manjari in there. Or tulsi paste. Tulsi paste is so cool. If you make a tulsi paste with a tulsi stick, and you offer that to the deity, it's an insurance policy. Krishna will tolerate your existence. He'll keep you with it. Well, and it looks so cool. The deities, like Krishna here, his face is dark. You just use ordinary tulsi stick with the bark removed, and you grind it, so it looks a little brownish. It looks whitish. And on Krishna's black face, it looks really good. I got Dauji. So if you mix a little saffron for Dauji, then the saffron makes him look pretty good. It's nice, you know. And it's an LIC policy. It's a life insurance policy. They'll keep you with it. Well, that's a great deal. No one loses it by love. And the leftover paste, you can rub it on the flowers and offer them. Yeah. No one loses by tulsi wrapping. Everything becomes wonderful. The chamra, touch it to tulsi, offer it. Lovely. Upachara, upachari. Anything that is offered to Krishna is an upachara. And upachari, she's the cause of it. See, anything, that any item that's offered to Krishna, she is the cause of it. If you add her, she expands it. Any item that's offered to Krishna, she's the cause of it. Upachara, upachari. It's astounding. And when you offer it to Krishna, you become so satisfied. And you offer it with tulsi. Touching the tulsi mud, worshipping Krishna, your worship is 125. Padma Purana said, I don't got the Sanskrit. I'm waiting. It's Govinda Dasi's article. I'm still waiting for him. So I blasted one guy who published it, and I got from the devotees, I got some pramanas, but I still haven't got a lot of them. I'm going to have to dig. And Date, I told my disciple, I said, we're going to have to beg a lot, we're going to have to run around a lot, do different research a lot, and we're going to have to beg and beg and beg and beg and beg. And if you beg enough, then they'll give it to you. And sometimes it's like a eureka moment. You just stumble across it. You're reading some shastra and you stumble across it. Wow! You know? Look at that. I've been digging for that for a long time, you know? So Krishna finally gave it to you, you know? It's wonderful. It's wonderful. Yeah, dhake. You want prema? Dhake. Just keep begging. Just keep yelling. Just keep calling out. Just keep calling out. And if they're kind, eventually they may give you. It makes your day. When somebody gives you something, it's like, well, my whole day is made, you know? It's great. And it'll make you even cry out even more. All right, we got this mercy, you know, and we'll get even more. Just keep begging and begging. It's like a never-ending cycle. You never quit. It's never-ending cycle. It's just so neat. Okay. Is that all right? Hare Krishna. Ma, how may I serve you? Don't wet the ground well before you move it. And the tap root, if you break that, she'll leave. Smaller roots, not such a big deal. Like, one person had asked me about root rot, and I'm thinking about it. I'm thinking that There's major roots and then there's subordinate roots. The subordinate roots, you can rip them away, some of those away, but the tap root is major. You mess that up, she goes. Is it offensive? I haven't got a pramana. Prabhupada said that you can't turn Tulsi seedlings in. I don't have a pramana about it. It's bhava-gra, accidental one thing you follow. Aparada. Aparada means bad mentality. When you rectify the mentality, the aparada is lifted. A lot depends on mentality, you know? A lot depends on the mentality. It is not the stupid mistake you did, it's what are you going to do going forward. When you make a mistake, when you transplant, you realize that was stupid. You know, what are you going to do going forward? I'm going to do that again. You know, it's like that. You follow. It's in the same, given the same situation, what are you going to do next time? You follow me? It's like that. That's how we have to do it. The botanical garden is real practical. New Zealand's got tons and tons of greenhouses. Go and make friends with one of those guys. Just go in there and make friends with him and yak with him. Hey, I had an awesome sanctum and I tried to transplant it and this happened. What do you do? You know, they give you a lot of practical stuff. And you take Shastra Pramanam and apply it. So there's two things. Siddhanta Kumara said 50% perspiration and 50% asraya. They're not ready to work for her. They'll hardly know who she is. When he said that to me, I thought, that is astounding. That is such a nice big gyanam. I bet I find that in the Sanskrit somewhere. That is such a nice big gyanam. So for the practical aspects of sweating for her, the botanical garden is really practical. The botanical garden is really practical. And asraya, you follow the sadhus and the sadhvis and how to do asraya. It's great. So in any case, take shelter of her. She is transcendental to these forms. If she disappears, it's not the end of the world. But the biggest thing about bhakti is, what are you going to do going forward? All right, I did something stupid. What are you going to do? Well, in the future, I'm not going to do that stupid thing. Make sure you don't do it. Yeah, that's all. Is it a Tulsi aparada? I don't have a list, but she is very brahminical. And what I do have, it just tells basically about Brahmin should take care of her. Daivi Shakti Mata told me that in the 1970s, Prabhupada told him that the Brahmin should take care of her in Vrindavan. But sometimes you don't get it. There's a boy named Bhakta Pat in Chicago. He's a botanist. He's a new bhakta. The temple president said, okay, chant four rounds for her. You're not a Brahmin, you know. I wasn't when I first started Sir Tulsi Rani. It's not impossible. Who knows who she's going to do, you know. Generally speaking, it doesn't mean that because she's so merciful, we should put our mother in a cage of fire with non-devotees and lions, you know, like that. She can make devotees from scratch. Should we demand it? You know, it's interesting. So I'm waiting until I can find some Sanskrit about that. Tatra adhikara, the qualification for worshipping her. One devotee, the pundit says, if there's anugatya, if there's saki anugatya koro, then there is seva adhikara. It makes sense in the bhajan. If there's anugatya, if you're afraid to follow, then there is adhikara. Okay, that's in one bhajan. If that's true, if the acharya wrote that in the bhajan, then if it's true, you should find more Sanskrit pramanams to support it. That's an interesting observation. Now, let's see if we find more Sanskrit pramanam to prove it. That'll be great. Because the more you got, the more your argument becomes stronger and stronger and stronger. And the less you got, then the more doubts you got. It's nice. Yeah, go forward. We make so many mistakes. Go forward. That's more important. I don't have a list of Tulsi aparadas, but I probably will have to put it together from different places. Yeah. She should be respected, that's for sure. Yes, Prabhu? I can't hear you. Tatra loyam abhimulyam ekalam. Intense greed to have it. What are you going to do with it? How are you going to use it? This is what I memorized. And Loba, I want it. And Krishna will help. Mataksmaja Ganamapavanam Jan, he'll give you. Date, I want it. Can I have it? He'll let you. Date. Now, call out. Beg. Try for it. Keep rolling. Pramanais, Shastric evidence, Tatsaracharais, theistic conduct, Tadabhyase, Nirantaram, and continuous practice. And don't give up. Yeah. And ABC to GBC, anybody can do it. Old person, young person, anybody can do it. It's a question of desire. You have to want it. Yeah, it's cool. Wow, that's neat, you know. And bacon. Hey, what's the matter? You haven't thrown me anything in a long time. You know, friendship means. I got my friends, like I have an old friend from Los Angeles named Dravida. He's a sloka slinger. You know, he just puts a sloka in and then shut, you know, just shoots it off. You're a nice sloka slinger, sling me one. I haven't slinged one in a long time. And then, okay, and I dig one out and they throw it at you. Yeah, woo. It's cool, you know. That's what friends do it. Friends do it. Relish something, pass it on, you know. Hey. There is no intellectual property rights in Sanskrit. It's stealable, you know. Beg, borrow, or steal. Get nectar and distribute it. You know, it's like the way it is, you know. You follow my point? If you want it, you can have it. Work, you'll work for it to get it. And then you beg for it. Rhonda can give it. Toshi Rhonda can give it. But they're watching you. They'll watch you. If I give this to you, what are we going to do with it? You better have a good answer. They'll come in the heart. Okay, suppose I give this to you. What are you going to do with it? You know, we have to be ready. Yeah. Why should I give it to you? They'll say. Unless you were more. They do it sometimes to push you, you know. You know. Yeah. You always push you. That's good. It's all good for it. Everything can increase. Not quantity, quality. But you'd be surprised. Sometimes quantity can also be increased. It's like a codicil, for example. You want to improve it. Okay. Throw a meal. You throw a meal, you got 4 hours. Throw another one. That was fun. It's not what you gave up. What did you get? You keep a diary. That was fun. I got more. Can I increase it? Okay, maybe we'll throw another meal. You know, it's like that. Fasting is not a big thing. Jagran. Now that's a big thing. Losing your sleep, staying awake and moving around. Hey. And right down with our party, we have 3 unwritten rules. Don't stop moving, don't stop chanting, don't sit down. As soon as you do those 3 things, you know, it's toast, you know. Late night job after 10 o'clock, don't stop moving, don't stop chanting, don't sit down, you know. So, like Shivaratri or something like that, you have kirtan is the only way. You got to have kirtan, you got to keep on dancing, keep on rolling. And then by 4 or 5 o'clock, you get your second win. Yeah, that was fun. It's not what you gave up. Oh, I lost my sleep. Big deal. Suppose your kid falls out of the tree, you know, and you got to take him to the hospital. You didn't expect it, right? Or you know, your relative gets shot. Something like that. You know, when you got to take him to the hospital, you're going to have to lose your sleep. It happens in the material world all the time. Householders got to, you know, lose their sleep for somebody. You know, like that. Why not lose your sleep for a good cause? My godbrother, Nirgun Krishna, when he left his body in Mayapur. When somebody's dying, it's called dress rehearsal. You know, that they came to me and they said, his symptoms are leaving. He could leave any time. He said, it's 10 o'clock at night. Take a bath. Wash your cloth. Put another set of cloth on. Go there. Stayed up all night long. We were doing kirtan. In the morning, he woke up on the day he left. Like he was completely, his symptoms were gone. And he, I need some juice. And he took some pineapple juice. And then the caretaker says, look, you know, I don't want to interfere with this, but the longer, you know, if he takes nourishment, then it's going to stretch him out. And as long as he's stretched out, we're all stretched out. So then I turned to Janmashtami's wife, German girl. Hey, was he a juicer man? Oh, yeah, he had the top-of-the-line juicer. We're stuck. I said, old habits die hard, you know. Give him what he wants. You know, we're here as long as Krishna wants us to. You know, we're stuck. Let him have his fruit juice, you know, and we're going to be here for a little while longer. So then I spent up a whole night long with Kirtan. Well, at least Nirguna Krishna taught me about Akadasi Vrata, yeah. And then afterwards I said, okay, I'm going to go do my puja. So I grabbed my deities and I went in. When you're coming back, you know, 10, 11 o'clock. Really, he could be left by that. Keep me posted. So then he came back about 11 o'clock. He's leaving. This time he'll probably be gone by about 1 o'clock or so. This is real. Okay, I finished my puja. I brought my deities over there. And he left at 1:30. 1:20 or something, he left. And he left. Lovely. He finally left. No. And he already had a Govardhan Shila in his hand. I had promised him that I'd bring my deities, and he asked me to, so I brought them anyway, but for his departure. But they had kirtan everything, and he left. And it was so relaxing. And that evening they burnt his body, and Gauranga took it. So nice. Always auspiciousness and devotional life. That was so funny. Dress rehearsal. You don't know if he's going to leave. You got to be there, you know. You got to be there with kirtan and costumes and everything. I was there with my godbrother Korma, you know. He's a Perth man, you know. He travels a lot now. So I was there with him. He happened to be putting the ashes of his mother in the Ganga at the time. And he happened to be there. So yeah. So we had kirtan together all night long with our godbrother, you know. When are you going to leave? I don't know. It depends on Gauranga, you know. But our godbrother at least taught us the value of doing jagaran, you know. Fasting is not a big deal. Staying up all night, that's a big deal. That really separates the men from the boys. Yeah, you know, that is real Akadasi, you know. Akadasi means, we know a humble Muslim, we're not this body. Akadasi means prove it. What are you doing to prove that you know you're not this body? What are you proving? What are you going to do to prove it? To show Krishna that you prove it. All right, Hare Rama. Operation successful, patient died. Hey, Ganesh, can you get that later on from somebody? Get a CD or something like that. Recording where? It also died?
Yep. Just been recording.
That's recording? Okay. Copy that from somebody later on. Copy it from somebody later on, let me have it. Huh? It's yours. That sounds very good. Turn it off now. We're done. Hare Rama.